sponsored by LifeSource Water Systems.
Now trending
on the KFBK Afternoon News with Kitty O'Neill.
SpaceX blaming a major anomaly for the massive fireball explosion of its Starship during a routine test yesterday. After the explosion, Elon Musk posted, "Just a scratch." Well, it's called the Breakthrough T1D 2025 Children's Congress. It's going on July 7th through the 9th in Washington, D.C. Every 2 years, more than 160 children with type 1 diabetes between 4 and 17 gather in Washington to meet face-to-face with government officials. And this year, from our area, it's 4-year-old Landon Capizzoli.
I'm going to Washington.
Washington. And will you be with other kids too?
Yep.
Do you know why you're going to go?
Because I have a lot of diabetes.
Landon was selected as the only child from our area. The delegates are from all 50 states and also 5 international affiliates. They do meet with Congress just to explain what life with that disease is like and to meet with others who also share their disease. Jim Donahue was Landon's grandfather.
2 when he was diagnosed. And so he does not quite comprehend. He knows more now than he did then, but he's had over 4,000 shots since he was diagnosed with this. So it's just he doesn't know what's going on, and it's obviously difficult for him. He's beginning to understand more, but it's 24/7 care from mom and dad, and they have to watch his insulin levels, watch what he eats. He can't just go out and play after he eats. They got to measure his levels, and it's just they deal with it on a daily basis because that's what you have to do.
Jim has made helping to care for his grandchild part of his life and wants to help his daughter, Kennedy.
It is a daily 24/7. You know, I don't think Kennedy's had a full night's sleep since he was diagnosed 2 years ago. We all have his numbers on our phones, and we get notifications. Well, the other morning when I got up, there were 20 notifications during the night alerting her of low levels. So anytime that happens, she gets up and has to go check his insulin and give him insulin if needed and give him food if needed.
Kennedy says as a mom, she's just had to rise to the occasion.
Yeah. I mean, when Landon was diagnosed, our world changed overnight. We had to learn a new way of life with daily insulin shots, checking blood sugar, paying attention to what he ate, exercising. And then, of course, you know, we have an older daughter, Savannah, and it affects her, too. So she's wonderful in helping out with her brother do everything. It's a challenge for the entire family.
But this trip to Washington, D.C. next month, she hopes will be helpful.
Landon being so little, he hasn't really met other little kids that have type 1. You know, the CGM on his arm, he calls it his button. He calls his insulin his super juice. So he has these little terms for it that he uses, and so hopefully meeting other kids that are around his same age, that's seen that it's not just him and that other people are dealing with this. And then for Savannah and my family and just having that connection that, you know, we're all here to advocate, to support, and ultimately get a cure for this disease.
And again, the grandfather, Jim, says it's all about the funding.
The special diabetes program, they call it SDP. That's the funding that they're going to go in front of Congress, these 170 kids, and request that it continues.
Yep, and that happens again July 7th through 9th. And at 6:51, traffic and weather together. Dana Hess, Hey.
Sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Fine.
I disturb you.
Good. I'm good.
Okay.
What are we doing? Brought to you by Staples. And, well, one more trip around the park here. Downtown of the Split, 9 minutes north of